Latinos may be the fastest growing minority in the U.S. and Maryland, but they haven't been showing up in growing numbers at the polls. It's difficult to nail down exact voter turnout demographics from previous elections, but according to politicians, Latino turnout tends to lag behind that of other minorities. WYPR's Dominique Maria Benessi set out to find out why.
It's a windy autumn Saturday at the Bladensburg Festival del Rio, an annual event for environmental groups to entertain and educate Latinos about environmental issues. There are tents set up with different activities for kids, a live band, and kayaking rides on the Anacostia. I'm here to ask Latino voters how interested they are in the upcoming midterm election. Bayardo Luna sits in the shade about to enjoy his lunch. He came to the U.S. 20 years ago from Mexico and says he's not sure if he's going to vote on Tuesday.
Now, in the midterm election, I don't know. If I have a chance, I may go vote. But in the more important presidential elections, I will always vote.
Luna says he thinks presidential elections are more important and that local politicians are only worried about votes and not issues.
American politicians look for the Hispanic vote. And that's it. And we notice it.
It's devastating, you know, it's devastating. And I can tell you as a Latina elected official, I did everything I could when I first ran to engage Latino voters.
That's former Democratic delegate Maurice Morales from Montgomery County. She says it's Luna's kind of thinking that made her lose her 2018 primary.
My paid consultant, in their wisdom, was basically telling me, you know, Ms. Morales, if you spend your time speaking to Latino voters, I'm sorry, but you're just not going to win.
In her last 2014 race, Morales said she had to run two parallel campaigns. One was for her well-informed voter during the day, and the second was for her Latino and Filipino voters at night while door knocking. Even in Southeast Baltimore, home to a large Latino population, where City Councilman Zeke Cohen ran in 2016, Latino voters don't show up to the polls as often as white and African American voters.
Latino folks across the board were underrepresented.
Cohen says unlike his six other Democratic opponents, he tried not to take the regular politician's route of solely targeting those who regularly vote.
As Democrats, as folks who seek to represent underserved people, we really have to do a better job of engaging with those who have not had access to the ballot box.
Antonio Ugues, a professor of political science at St. Mary's College of Maryland, says while the traditional route of garnering voters is a winnable strategy,
there are other untapped sources of potential voters, like young voters and more diverse voters, that can potentially serve as a basis for winning an election.
That's how delegate Yosalim Peña Melnick, whose district includes parts of Prince George's and Anne Arundel County, says she runs her campaign. She goes to soccer fields and churches and places other candidates might not.
I go to La Bodegas and I ask for permission to stand outside, and I come up with a little table and I make sure that my literature is translated.
Peña Melnick says part of the reason for low voter turnout among Latinos is they may be scared.
They're not used to voting in this society because they come from countries where voting could get you killed.
But she says unlike some of her colleagues in the General Assembly, she knows Latinos are quickly becoming the largest minority group in Maryland and the U.S.
And I believe strongly with every fiber of my being, that if you invest in this population now, they're yours because we tend to be faithful and loyal.
Latino Democrats and outreach organizations raising money for gubernatorial candidate Ben Jealous have requested that the campaign use the money they raise for outreach to Latino voters.
So we're getting smart now. Where I used to support you before, we decided, no, you're going to invest in our community.
Jealous campaign officials say they've allocated $100,000 to Latino voter outreach. Incumbent Republican Larry Hogan's campaign failed to respond to multiple requests for comment. Despite the anti-immigrant rhetoric coming from the White House, Delegate Kathy Chalega, a House Minority Whip, says she rejects the idea that the GOP is anti-immigrant.
We are finding immigrants to be very embracing of our philosophy and principles and things that we hold dear. A lot of small business owners, immigrants come to this country to live the American dream, and our party is very supportive of that.
We'll see next week whether Republicans or Democrats manage to win over the Latino vote. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.